Well, locally regarding the Green New Deal, we can start to elect people who represent us in Congress who actually believe in the Green New Deal on March 17th, 2020 specifically. That's my main message. We are in it to win it in this campaign, and I have been backing the Green New Deal since day one when we launched on July 1st. My opponent, the as far as she'll go, is say that she is speaking to the authors of the Green New Deal. I don't exactly know what that means, but I have a firm commitment to address the climate crisis, and I'm building people power behind that to actually elect leaders who are willing to take this issue seriously and move with urgency to make sure we have a planet that's inhabitable.
So what's it like campaigning? You're talking to a lot of people around Columbus. What's that like?
I love people, and I love Columbus and Central Ohio, so it's been fun to connect with so many different types of people through the 3rd District, which is a really diverse district, lots of different types of people, and that's been fun, honestly, and being able to have so many people of all ages, but particularly the young people, student community here at Ohio State that's been engaged and is more organizing with us, really a privilege, and I'm having a great time and excited for Election Day.
What inspired you to run?
My early experiences here, just feeling like I got a lot of lucky breaks here, and I want to make sure that every kid, no matter the circumstances of their birth, gets that same opportunity, and we haven't achieved that vision, and I've done a lot of different things so far to get at that realization of that vision, and what I think we need now is bolder federal action to make sure that everyone has housing, health care, that we're doing something about the climate, and jobs that actually pay enough to live.
To what extent are you doing, sorry if I'm not informed on this, to what extent are you doing the approach of avoiding big corporate money and having a grassroots-funded campaign?
Yeah, our campaign is all grassroots. I'm not taking any corporate PAC money. And so we've been able, though, to raise over $550,000 over the first two quarters of the campaign without taking any corporate PAC money. We've had over 4,500 individuals from all 50 states. 90% of the zip codes that make up the 3rd District have supported the campaign. And the most number of donations that we've received from any state have been from the state of Ohio. So I think our race is a real indication that grassroots movements are possible. You can run on a very progressive platform in Ohio and get traction and be successful, and we're going to win on March 17th.
So how do you do that? Where are some of the places that you've been meeting people?
So we now are really in a heavy field operation phase of the campaign. We are in every neighborhood throughout the 3rd District. We canvass, door knocking, old school, very old school tactics. And then we host community events every Saturday after the week where we've been canvassing in an area to invite community members who we met either at their door or they saw something on Facebook to ask me questions, meet their neighbors. We're really trying to use the campaign to also build community because that is the basis of true grassroots movements and ultimately what makes us all happy living together, you know? So we're trying to facilitate that even while we're campaigning.
There's a process for bringing in a lot of the information that you're getting as far as what voters or potential voters' concerns are.
Yeah. So we take what comes up in the Q&A. A lot of it I just immediately then factors into how I'm thinking about things, you know, because I'm meeting with a lot of people. It influences my views on policy issues. For example, you know, we didn't have on the platform day one something to address public safety, specifically police brutality. But speaking to community members, I heard from them how important of an issue that is right now in Central Ohio. And we added that to the platform, the role the federal government can play to address and end police brutality. And so very responsive to the feedback we're getting throughout the campaigns, particularly through these community forums that we're having every Saturday.
You raised that point a couple times during the presentation tonight about the importance of focusing on the federal level.
Yeah, well, one, because I'm running for a congressional seat, but I do think that particularly here, though, I think it's true of a lot of places across the country, folks think their only recourse is the mayor, city council, and they don't remember that Congress is this institution that is supposed to represent us. And particularly the House of Representatives, where you're running every 2 years, you are supposed to be staying connected to the people when you represent us in that role. And so we need to recognize that the federal government has a huge role to play in addressing a lot of the issues we're seeing in our community so that there's not as much of a burden on individual citizens or community members having to advocate for every level of government, you know, every municipality to get change done. And that's something that I do believe is connected to the fact that Congress has been completely corrupted by the influence of corporate money over the past 40 years. And it's a representation of the status quo for a lot of people. So people start tuning it out, don't take it seriously, and don't even understand what our representatives there could be doing to support stable lives for every community member in our city.
To what extent have you reached out to people who are not necessarily Democratic voters regarding getting the big money out of politics?
So in the 3rd District, we do meet people who identify as independents, Republicans. We have an open primary here in Ohio, and so Republicans and independents can decide on day of they want to vote in the Democratic primary and could vote for me. And I generally am very open-minded in talking to anyone. I do believe that none of the policies I'm standing for should be partisan, that everyone has a home, that everyone has health care, that everyone has a job that pays enough to live, and that we do something about the climate. Not partisan, not radical, rational, and we are building a broad coalition of support for this platform and these policies.
You're running as a Democrat as opposed to a third party candidate. So your attempt is to make the Democratic Party more progressive as opposed to running as a third party candidate.
Yeah, my intent is to make the Democratic Party stand for the values that I believe it was created to, which is that it should be progressive, that everyone in this country should get a fair shot, and that shouldn't depend just on if you have money or if you have parents who have money. It should be because you are here, you matter, you deserve to live a decent life, and we will support you in getting there.